I want to share a quick word out of a devotional that I was reading with my wife this morning, and then we're going to hear a testimony about this from the Schaefer family, and then we'll do a quick announcement and get to the word. So this morning, streams in the desert, this is today's. I'm just going to read this for you, part of it anyway, and then give you a couple of thoughts. It says, in the experience of complete suffering, the Holy Spirit works many miraculous things deep within our soul. In this condition, our entire being lies perfectly still under the hand of God. Every power and ability of the mind, will, and the heart are at last submitted. A quietness of eternity settles into the entire soul. And finally, our mouth becomes quiet, having only a few words to say. We begin crying out the words Christ quoted on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? At this point, a person stops imagining castles in the sky. He stops pursuing foolish ideas, and his reasoning becomes calm and relaxed, with all the choices removed, because only one choice has now become the purpose of God. Also, his emotions are weaned away from other people and things, becoming deadened, that nothing can hurt, offend, hinder, or get in his way. He can now let the circumstances be what they may and continue only to seek God and his will with the calm assurance that he is causing everything in the universe, whether good or bad, past or present, to work for the good of those who love him. Oh, the blessings of absolute submission to Christ. What a blessing to lose our own strength, wisdom, plans and desires, and to be where every ounce of our being becomes like a peaceful sea of Galilee under the omnipotent feet of Jesus. And I thought this was so appropriate for what Sam's going to share here out of Genesis today. And I was peeling an orange the other day and thinking about how the husk is so worthless and it's so useful at the same time, and how nothing good really happens until that husk gets taken off the fruit of the orange. And again, just coming back to thinking about what the Lord must do to us to get to the sweet nectar of the life of Jesus within us. He has to peel away the husk. And so two people where I'm seeing this happen right now are Jarrett and Veronica Schaefer. And I'm going to invite them to go ahead and come up now if they would. This is a sweet couple from Wichita. And they are a young couple, as you can tell, and they're just trying to follow as best they can the Holy Spirit. And these are good church kids that were raised to, with the Father, Son, and the Holy Bible, and they want to follow after the Holy Spirit now in a new way like they never have before. And so they, at the prompting of the Spirit, leave all reason and financial security and everything normal in Wichita to come here to El Dorado. There you go. And they have joined our house church, and they showed up the first week, and we're just kind of like, we're all in, and we're all here, and we're broken, and we need your prayers. And so we surrounded them, and we prayed for them, and they had a pretty cool testimony that came from that. So I'm going to have them take a few minutes and share that, and then I'm going to come up and share a couple thoughts, and we'll pray for them.
Hi, this is a little bit scarier than I thought it would be. So we went to the house church, and I was actually really reluctant to go. I texted Lizzie beforehand, and I was like, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling good. I have a really messy house and really crazy children, and I just feel like it's going to be too late. It's just going to be a mess. And she was like, I really think you should come, but I respect your decision. And she's like, and I'll be praying that you decide to come. And so we came, and I'm so glad that we did. So for about a week and a half before this meeting, I had been struggling with panic attacks or anxiety attacks. I'm not really sure which one it was. But I had been struggling with, I thought I was having essentially like miniature heart attacks throughout my days. And I had struggled in the past with anxiety and a lot of other addictions and issues. And so I had thought I was past it. And like John said, you know, I had Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit, really the Holy Bible. I didn't really have a whole lot of spiritual victory in my life. And so John had a word for us. We were struggling with all of our children, which we do a lot, you'll see that a lot. John kind of stopped us, and he was in front of everybody, and he was like, I see you guys as a ship that has all the sails and everything that we need, but we're not going anywhere yet. The wind is blowing into our sails, and they're just kind of flapping. We're not going. It's not tightened yet. We're not sailing yet. And that just spoke volumes to where we were. We had everything we needed. We had, you know, the good theology and, you know, all of the good doctrine training and all this stuff, but we didn't have that spiritual victory in our life where we were spiritually, we were living spirit-filled lives. We weren't there yet. And so I kind of broke apart and was like, I'm struggling hardcore, physically feeling like, there were several times where I felt like I should go to the hospital because I was having such intense heart or chest pain and hot flashes and cold flashes and shaking and just really physical, like very physical issues. And they surrounded us and prayed over us. And in the midst of the meeting, even, we felt like we were hearing phantom crying of babies upstairs and we needed to leave to go check on the kids or just little things that kept coming to us. Like, we need to get out. We need to, you know, like, where's the exit? And then I received complete healing that night. I haven't had an issue since. And we've just never been in that place before. We've never felt the Spirit move in such a physical, tangible way in our lives. And continue to do so, continue to pressing in on all of those little idols and ways that we don't love Jesus like we should on a daily basis. We just feel his thumb pressing on every one of those things. And it's painful, but it's so, so good. I don't know if you want to add something.
Oh, I was just going to, I mean, the only thing I would add is just that there's been so many things, you know, just scriptural tandems with our life. And we even talked about this. The last house church we're at, just this notion of, you know, exiting Egypt and then wandering in the wilderness for quite some time before actually ending up in the promised land. And so we feel like we're in that kind of wilderness space, which is so great because we've exited. But at the same time, we complain because we have all of the things that we need to be content. We have the manna, but man, this doesn't taste that good. So, like, we would like something else, right? And so there's always that. So that's the constant, you know, what we're dealing with is, like, yes, we have everything we need. And then even spiritually, like, longing for more of the Spirit, longing for more of just God and not the other stuff that comes with it that we've been trained in, but just God himself. So.
Thank you, guys. Can you guys clap for them? Because I think they're doing a great job. We're just a bunch of broken people, and we come together, and I just love that this couple is just saying we're all in, and we're here, and we want to know God, and we want to be healed. I don't know if you heard, in the midst of what especially Veronica was saying, but when she showed up, we weren't just sitting around in a circle talking about God, and we weren't just doing a Bible study. We were actually in the presence of God, and he had opinions and thoughts for them that were expressed through multiple of us that set them free. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And so they, and especially I think Veronica, was experiencing some bondage there. And the Spirit of the Lord, not anything else special, besides just the Spirit of the Lord, came in and delivered her. And that's, I just think that there's a lot of low-hanging fruit for us just by remaining in his presence. And so I'm just so proud of these guys. They did want to make an announcement. They are foster parents, and they want to help other foster parents in a support group. And so I think we maybe have that announcement up here. It's going to be at their house, hosted by Jarrett and Veronica Shea, 4 p.m., the third Sunday of each month, and that's their address. If you're interested in that or know of anybody that'd be interested in a support group like that, then please contact them. And